Sweetie pie, get your bags. A taxi's waiting. Now, Helen, you're my wife. If you refuse to leave with me, you know what I'm going to have to do. Nope. I'm going to stay right here with you till you change your mind.
Good morning, everybody. Baby, I know things aren't going perfect, but why'd you leave me? Was it because I left my wet underwear hanging on your wig stand? Then what was it? The time I took that picture of you on a toilet? Dr. Connors, please. It's a patient, Lester. No, not Lester the schizophrenic. Lester, the impotent guy. Yeah, I'll hold. Hello, Anita. That's me, Lester. Oh, Helen's driving me crazy. I needed to talk to you. No, I didn't tell her about you. And I think seeing you was a mistake. I mean, I really like you, and you're really good at what you do, but there's part of me that would prefer a man. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. It's not about you. It's about me and Helen. And look, maybe now isn't such a good time to talk. I'll call you tomorrow, okay? Wait a minute, Will.
Back up, man.
You think, wait, Anita's my psychiatrist, Will. Will, I understand your anger, and if you want to take out your passive-aggressive feelings towards your absent father on me, then go ahead.
Man, you really must be seeing a shrink. Hey, what does it mean when you dream that you're flying through a tunnel on a Scud missile? Hey, but hold up. Aunt Helen saw you going into Anita's house. She thinks y'all knocking booth.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
Helen! Helen! Helen!
What's up? Helen? Now that I've got you in a room without books, there's something I've got to tell you.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. Lester, don't make me get ethnic on you.
Oh, damn. Woman, would you for once let me do the talking? Now, Anita is a...
I bet the hussy has a weave. And she's younger than I am, too, isn't she?
Anita's my psychiatrist. I've been seeing her ever since I was passed over for that promotion at the plant, when I missed out on that job, where I lost my confidence.
Well, I knew you lost something, but... I didn't know it was your confidence.
Well, why do you think I started seeing a shrink? How could you think I was even seeing another woman?
Well, you know what they say. If the rooster ain't crowing in the hen house, he must be cockadoodling in the barn.
Oh, Helen, I wasn't cockadoodling anywhere. When that job went south, well, my doodle went with it. You know I'm crazy about you, baby.
Well, I wish you would have said something. Well, knowing me, I wouldn't have listened anyway. Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
No, I still should have told you about Anita. I'm the one who's sorry.
It was worth it if it worked. Did it? Did it work?
There's only one way to find out.
Right on.